Start your day, the Torah Manchester, Dalad, Tammuz, Toshnaivov, Rabbi Huda, Marmistein.
When we look to try and understand what Chodesh Tammuz is about, and we look at the parshas, we see the connection between the parsha and the Chodesh. What's the Chodesh? Well, everyone knows it's Tzirif HaOisius. Tzirif HaOisius is the Soif Tevis of Chol Zein Ene Shoveli. Chol Zein Ene Shoveli, it says in the Bnei Soscha, Bnei Tzirif HaOisius is those letters, the letters of Shem Hashem, in that order, because in Shoveli, it gives us a clue to understanding what the Avodah is this month, and maybe gives us an insight into what the Seder is all about. Because what is this of Cholzin in Shoveli? It's Haman HaRosha. Haman HaRosha, he had everything. Every single person, bar one, was willing to bow down to him, to give him honor, to give him respect. It's just one person who won't acknowledge him. Just Mordechai. Cholzin in Shoveli. Perhaps it's being megala to us, one aspect of our nature. We can always look at what's bad in our lives or what's good in our lives. What you have got or what you haven't got. If you look at what you haven't got, you're depressed, you're miserable, you're dissatisfied. If you look at what you have got, you're cheerful, you're optimistic, you're hopeful, you're upbeat. The Gemara says, "Homo min atori minayin, hamino eitz hazeh." That's telling us that the bechina of chet eitz hadas is makusha with the mid of being kofi toiv. Chet eitz hadas, the chet vodim rish. This week's parasha is about the tikkun for that, paraduma. Paradum is to remove Tumas Mes. Tumas Mes came as a result of Chet Eitz Hadas. The Medrash says, Mi Yitin Toi Mitome. Oilam Abo Mi Oilam Azeh. To Toi Mitome, we understand that Paradum, it's a choik, it was only in his gala to Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw the Shem Shmuel ask the Kasha, why was it in his gala now? Why, after 40 years in the Midbar, all of a sudden, they're being told this secret, the secret that there's a way to get out of Tumas Mes, Paraduma? Surely, like all the other mitzvahs and dinim in the Torah, then they get right from the start. So as soon as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us the Torah at Har Sinai, he should tell us about Paraduma. We need to know it. Why is it connected to this parasha, to the parasha of Chet Mei Meriva? We'll see much later on how that's really very, very closely connected. But what is this mi'itin toi mitome, mi'itin oilam habo me oilam hazeh? Where do we see that oilam habo comes from oilam hazeh? Surely oilam habo comes from mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Why is that called from oilam hazeh? It should be from mitzvahs. And it's very well known in Chazal, Nishtorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechav B'Shabbos. Does that mean you're cholent? No cholent on Shabbos unless you made it on Friday? Is that Pshat Nishtorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechav B'Shabbos? It's poshut. If I didn't go shopping on Friday, so how could I have food on Shabbos? The shops are closed, and you're not allowed to go shopping. So it's poshut, Nishtorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechav B'Shabbos. What are Chazal telling us, Nishtorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechav B'Shabbos? Just saying Friday's a busy day for the Halpins? Yeah, that Shabbos Mishtorach Be'erev Shabbos Yechav Shabbos. So Hashem says it means something different. Mi'itin Toi Mitome is how do you get Oilam Habo? You get Olam Haba from coping with the challenge of Olam Hazeh. What's the challenge of Olam Hazeh? Don't get bogged down in this world. Don't become Me'uravim Olam Hazeh. That's the Pshat Mishtorach Erev Shabbos Yechel Shabbos. In order to have the Me'en Olam Haba, the Geshmak of a Shabbos, the whole week you have to have been Matriach to do what? To make sure you're not too Mekushet Olam Hazeh. Because if you're too Mekushet Olam Hazeh, you won't be able to manatik yourself from it when it comes to Olam Haba. Just like the Gemara tells us about the Mises Tzadikim. What's the Mises Tzadikim? Like the hair being pulled out of the milk. Why? It's not connected at all. So the only way a person can have the Geshmak of a Shabbos is if from Sunday to Friday he wasn't that mekush, he wasn't that connected with Olam Hazeh. If he's completely connected with Olam Hazeh, when it comes to Shabbos, he can't have the Me'en Olam Haba. If I can, it is Me'en Olam Haba. It's Be'emes Me'en Olam Haba. It's like his Olam Haba. Because what's the Olam Haba can I hope? Like, what's the Olam Haba can he have if his Olam Hazeh is him? If it's like his whole identity. So Hashem says, that's Mishitorach Be'er Shabbos, Yechid B'Shabbos. That the days of the weekday, he's working on himself, not as he says, Shaloi lehis arev b'divrei hevel. Not to get mixed up with the shtusim, with the nonsense. The divrei hevel. Not to get into it so much. This week's parasha is a very, very tragic parasha. Not just because of Chet Meim Riva. But the Mises Tzadikim. This parasha tells us about the death of Miriam and the death of Aaron. In fact, we know that there's no other place in the Torah besides Parshas Chukas where it ever tells us the day somebody died. Only time is Aaron. But here it says about Mises Miriam, Mises Aaron. What happened when Miriam and Aaron died? Very strange. No water. Why is it so strange? When we left Mitzrayim with absolute reliance on the Rebbein Shlom. We trusted Hashem, He's going to give us everything we need. We're going to the Midbar, there's nothing there. Don't worry, the Rebbein Shlom will look after you. The Rebbein Shlom will take care of all your needs. We had that emunah, we had that betoch, and we trusted the Rebbein Shlom. And the Novi says that's going to be a schus for always. The schus that we trusted Hashem. And now, we're in the Midbar. Surely Hashem's going to provide for us. He always has. No, Miriam died. Well, so what? Well, the Be'er is B'schus Miriam. What's it mean, it's B'schus Miriam? Everyone needs water. Man, Yoav Chai, Yoav Mezoina. The Rebbein Hashem provides us, wants us to live. He's got to give us the means to live. So how can it be because one person died, a very, very great tzedekus, Miriam, because of that now there's no water? And then afterwards Aaron's nifter. And what happens then? The Onan goes away. But what's it mean? We're in the Midbar. We need the Onan to protect us. We're Am Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Avti Eschem Hashem. The Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. He's not providing us with basics. Not to provide us with luxuries. And we say, oh no, luxuries, luxuries, only luxuries. You don't need luxuries. But the basic thing, you can't manage without water anywhere, especially not in a desert. Doesn't make sense. Miriam is nifter and there's no water. And what happens after Aaron's nifter? They come with complaints. Well, of course they're going to come with complaints. They say, Nafshenu kotzav lechem akloikel. We don't like the food. The menu is rather boring. It's a dull menu. Same stuff every day. Fed up of it. Now, Shane, because we're fed up with the food. So you go to a moise, a yeshiva or a sem, it's a mitzvah, marish mitzvah to rice, it's almost like Yorub Yahweh, you must complain about the food. It's a marish a chiyuv. Moise, you know, it's one of the rules, whether it's written or not written, but it's a rule, you've got to complain. But they had the best food. Now, yeshiva, you have to complain about food. If you don't, you're a marish, you're out of the. You're out of the island. You don't belong. You're breaking one of the rules. You're not complaining. But this is Doidea. They're complaining. Nafshenu kotzav lechem akloikel. So clearly, in some way, there was a lack of hakaras hatov, lack of gratitude. When Miriam was nifter, what were they meant to do? Could they have done anything to get water? When somebody leaves the world who's very great, the obligation is to talk about the person, to appreciate the person, and even to try to fill the void that that person has left. The Gemara says in Shabbos, "Hamisatzel behespeda shel chochem roi lekover b'chayev." Incredibly harsh punishment because somebody couldn't be bothered. Actually, when people say, "I can't be bothered," it's not true. It's never true. You can be bothered, you don't want to be bothered. You just don't want to be bothered. You can be bothered, I can't be bothered. You could, but you just don't want to. Because if somebody great has left the world, everybody has to say to themselves, "No, wake up, this great person's left the world." Obviously, Klal Yisrael didn't do it enough. Haraya, they had to lack water to make them appreciate the absence of Miriam. The same thing with Aaron. When Aaron is Niftah, had they appreciated Aaron sufficiently, they wouldn't have needed the Onon to go away, because they would have realized anyway how great Aaron was. But in some way there was a lack of appreciation of how great he was. How do you see this? This is correct approach. From the Nafshenu Kotzav Lechem HaKloikel, because you see over here, they are Kfuye Tov. And Rashi says this over here in the Pasuk. Rashi says, the Nochosh came along, the Nochosh came to pay back the Kfuye Tov. Because they're being Kofuye Tov. So they weren't margish enough tzar when the tzaddik dies. What's that got to do with Chet Meimri and going into Eretz Yisrael? The challenge of going to Eretz Yisrael is you're going to leave the Midbar to go into a place where you're going to get yourselves busy. You're going to get busy with Olam Hazeh. Well, that's what Eretz Yisrael is for. Yeah. Ishtach is Gafnoi, Tach is Teinosoi. You're meant to get busy in Olam Hazeh. Maybe Sunday's off, I don't know. But you have to get busy in Olam Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. And Olam Hazeh, your Hatzlocha will depend on one thing. What's the challenge of going to work in Eretz Yisrael? Koichi voitzim yodi osali esachai lazeh. The people could go to work and believe that their success and their achievements are to do with their endeavors, to do with how hard they worked. They're coming to Eretz Yisrael. That will be the Messiah, and then they've got to say, "No, you're making a big mistake." It's only the Rebbeinu Shloim. That although you have to work, and although you have to make an effort, and though you have to try very hard, but nevertheless, remember, the success has nothing to do with your input. That's Olam Habo from Olam Hazeh. You're coming to Olam Hazeh, but like we said before from the Sfas Emes, Mish Torach Merav Shabbos, Yechav Shabbos, the Olam Habo, which comes from Olam Hazeh, is from being in Olam Hazeh and not becoming bogged down with Olam Hazeh. Remaining a Porush, remaining separate, then they can come to Eretz Yisrael. What's the Toiva of that? What's the goodness of that activity? The goodness is that it's the tikkun of Chetei Tzadas. And Derech Hashem explains as follows. Why, in which way is Klal Yisrael different from all the other nations of the world? After Chetei Tzadas, mankind as a whole dropped tremendously in its level. But one group of human beings has aspirations. We've got Hasogus, aspirations of returning to Odom Rishon Kodem Achetz, aspirations of returning to Gan Eden, going back to Gan Eden. But what was the source of our expulsion from Gan Eden? Being Kofi Toivo. Saying, quite correctly, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Ochel Noich, we can eat from any of the trees, just except for that one. The focus on what I can't have instead of what I can have. That's the B'chol Zeinei Neshoveli, that's Chodesh Tammuz, the Tzirfo Isis. So therefore, coming to Eretz Yisrael means coming to Gan Eden. So to be Roy Lekach, you have to be Masukan in the middah of Hakoras HaToiv. When they saw, and Rashi explains over here, when they saw that they're so close and they're so near and yet so far, they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, then they're going backwards. Rashi says they're going backwards now. So they got all nervous, they got all frightened. They said, well, this has happened before, this is history repeating itself. Well, this is what happened with our parents. They were about to go into Eretz Yisrael, and then they got a 40-year delay. Maybe we're going to have also another 40-year delay. And we'll be saying, why are we waiting? Why are we waiting so long? We're scared about that happening. They were desperate to get into Eretz Yisrael. But for that you need a tikkun of Hakoras HaToiv. Since the Ptira of Aaron HaKoyen didn't result in the proper Harocha of Aaron HaKoyen, so they needed a Toitzor of Vayishma Knani, Vayilochem Yisrael. The Knani had to come along and start fighting. I saw in Lechet Rishimus from Nosson Vachtvogel, Zechzal Livrocha, my Mashkiach from Lakewood, he said an incredible thing about battles. You know, one of the most, if you ask anybody, what religion have you got? So he'll say Manchester United, you know, he'll say football. His religion is football. Well, why is there such a pleasure in football? Why is there such a pleasure in sports? And in all sorts of conflict, even in business, rivalry, you know, pushing him out of business. It's not just making more money. He says the following: a human being is created with a tremendous desire to fight. Tremendous wish to fight. So if you can push him out of business, you can take over his shop, or he went bankrupt and your business is now being very successful, it's tremendous pleasure. One nation fights against another nation, it's tremendous pleasure. He says it's all a tachlif, it's all a swap. The human being is made to have a tremendous desire to fight for one reason only, to have Milchemes HaYetzer. We're meant to be at war the whole of our lives, from the cradle to the grave. War, at war, fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. What with? With yourself. To fight against yourself, fight against your ego, fight against the Yetzer Hara. When somebody doesn't use the koyach he's created with for the right thing, it has to inevitably be challenged into the wrong area. I saw a similar idea from Rebellia. Rebellia said this on Erev Kesev Yisba Kesev. He said, you didn't like money much more than Goyim do. Much more keen on, much more interested in making money. Why? Because Erev Kesev Yisba Kesev. It says, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Erev Kesev Yisba Kesev. What was he talking about? He was talking about Torah. That a person who loves to learn, he never knows enough Torah. He always wants to learn more and more and more and more. But if somebody's not using that natiya towards Torah to be oyev Torah lispa Torah, then he has the tachlif, then he has the substitute. The substitute is oyev kesef lispa kesef. He goes meshuga about making more money. That's all that interests him: more money, more money, more money, more money. So what we do with it? No problem. Just give you a bit more. Never a problem to have too much. Oyev kesef lispa kesef. So that's because it's a substitute for oyev Torah lispa Torah. So here as well, Vayishma Knani, Vayilochem Yisrael, because the Yidden should be battling with themselves. After the Ptiras Aaron, every single person should say, no, if Aaron was Nifta, why aren't you an Aaron? If the Tzaddik's gone, why can't you stand in his shoes? Why don't you take his place? Mechemes HaYetzer, it's hard. So after the Ptir of Aaron, when there's this Chayv Kodesh on each person to be mashlim that, what was Aaron's middah? Aaron's Oyev Shalom Vareid of Shalom. Oyev Sabriyasim Karvan Torah. How you Oyev Sabriyasim Karvan Torah? Only with one middah, Makitoiva. You see the good in everybody. With that, you Oyev Sabriyasim Karvan Torah. If you don't see the good in people, you don't come to be Oyev Sabriyasim Karvan Torah. So if Klal Yisrael are not having this Haragosha, they need to have some other reminder that Aaron's not here anymore, the Onan went away, the Goyim come and fight. Chet Me Mariva, what was it? Rishonim discuss what sort of Avera was it. I saw a phenomenal Kiddush in the Shem Mishmur. Shem Shmuel says the following mahalach in Chet Mem Riva. This is Moshe Rabbeinu was incredibly modest. Onov mikolon shapnei adom. He was so modest, he believed that anyone else could be as good as him. So he says, Shlachno biyad tishlach, when it comes to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, send someone else. I don't need to be the one who takes the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. There's somebody else to be more roi for the shlichus than I am. And when he was elevated to the highest place, what did he believe? He believed that all his greatness was only Klal Yisrael's greatness. It was only a reflection of the people that he was leading. If so, the nisim which he's expected to perform will be a reflection of their madrega as well. So at the time of Chet Mei Meriva, when the doideya are no longer doideya, they're doibor oretz, they're a different level completely. Because after the Chet Meraglim, when it was nigza that Klal Yisrael should die in the desert, the people who actually are coming to Eretz Yisrael on a completely different level. So Moshe Rabbeinu then sees that tzivui, to take the water out of the rock, to be something which could only be performed in a way which was suitable to the level of the doer, not his level. And that's why he hit it, and he didn't just speak to the rock. Because he's converting it to their level, because he doesn't believe in any mile in himself. He's only a reflection of the nation. And the nation on a lower darga. The doibor oretz. In other words, it's all anvasanusoye yisera. Yes. No, he's saying that my level is only a reflection of their level. So since they're the doy boy horetz, I can't possibly be the person who I used to be, who I was before, and therefore I'm not roy for a nes kazer, such a big nes of a divartim elasela. And that's Pshat Moshe Rabbeinu making this mistake in the with Bedak Yedakus. So Lefiza, we can understand very well, this is also a hesber in why Chet Mei Meriva resulted in Moshe Rabbeinu not taking the Eden to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, we said, is Gan Eden. Eretz Yisrael is the return to Odom Rishon Kodem Achet, the same sort of Bechina of Kodem Achet. So it has Toilo on the mid of Akoras HaToiv. Because Odom Rishon is expelled from Gan Eden because he's Kofi Toivo. He says, what about the tree that I can't have from? He's focusing on the negative instead of the positive. So in Moshe Rabbeinu as well, he's not being makir toivo. In whom? In himself. He's not seeing his own mila. He's such an onov, he's not makir toivo. There's a pgamim ha'koras toivo in himself. So with this we understand. It says, Vayinochem Yitzchok Achrei Emoi. Vayinochem Yitzchok Achrei Emoi. What Nechama did Yitzchok get after his mother was Nifta? He got married again. He got married. Married to Rivka. And what happened when he comes back, when he marries Rivka? Everything's back like it was before. On Koshal Oil, Nedolog Merv Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Brocha Metzuyah Be'isa, all the three things, like in the Midbar, three things. And how? In whose schus is it like that? How was it like that in his mother's house, in the schus of his mother? Why? The Tziv says in Hamikdova Merida Kazach. He says in Hamikdova, you should know, it says, Bas Kuf Kabas Chof. Bas Chof Kabas Zayin. What's it saying over there? Kulon Shovin Latoiva. Frigin the Tziv, how could it be Kulon Shovin Latoiva? What do you mean? Sorry Meinu's life. Was it a bed of roses? Was it smooth running? Everything went smoothly. Sorry Meinu's life. Terrible life. Gefährlich. Most of her life, she didn't even have children. She was married for years and years. And she has Moira Katsaras from Hogel. She has Saras from Yishmoel. And then she hears that her son Yitzchok is being Nechlag on Mizbeach. She doesn't have an easy life at all. She has the roughest life imaginable. So what does it mean, Kulon Shovin Latoiva? So the Netziv says there in Hamikdova, Kulon Shovin Latoiva, sorry, Meinu's Madrega was with so much emunah and so much bitochen that she was happy all her life. that she never had a sad day in her life. That every single day she was so trusting in the Ribbono Shel Olam that she never ever had a difference between one day and the next. They were kulan shavim l'tova. And in that way he says, Sarimeinu was much greater than Avraham Avinu in that respect. Kulan shavim l'tova. And he says, because Avraham Avinu had to be Isaac with the world and Sarah was Baal. That's kulan shavim l'tova. That's the bechina of Sori Meinu. That's the dogma of Shabbos, Ne'er Shabbos. That's the onan kosh al oil. That's the bechina of Mishkan, the real Mishkan, which is Rishon Kodesh Machet, the original, the way things were, the Vosli Migdash v'shanti b'soicham, the Shechina b'soich kol echad v'echad. In Avraham Avinu, because he says b'moed akira sheno, he's seeing lack of goodness. He's not makir toiv so much. You can't get Eretz Yisrael without akaras hatoiv. So you'll have to go through a tikkun in the middle of akaras hatoiv. What's the tikkun akaras hatoiv? Go down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because Mitzrayim is the place of kviyei toiv of lo yodes Yosef. Paras forgotten all about Yosef. They're not makir toiv. To know what you need to be masakin, you have to see the place you find yourself in. If you find yourself in a place of kuye toiva, it must be that this is the inyan you need to be masakin, the inyan of hakoras hatoiv. So with this we can see the Chet Mei Meriva is very connected to Parshas Poraduma. Since Moshe Rabbeinu knows Zois Chukas HaTorah, that no one in the whole world knows what Poraduma means, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the one man who does understand it. Even Shlomo HaMelech, Chochem Kol Odom, he doesn't understand it, but Moshe does understand it. Therefore, Moshe should have understood that his Madrega is not just the reflection of the people. And therefore, the V'dibartim L'Asela is V'dibartim L'Asela, and it shouldn't be watered down to the level, that's not a pun, it's not meant to be watered down to the level of the Doir. The Doir is a Doir which is on lower Madrega. And Moshe Rabbein, although he was told, Lech Reid, Reid Nidloscha, that after Chet HaEgel, because the Yidden have gone down, Moshe Rabbeinu has also gone down, because he says, Lech Reid, Reg Migdulascha. Nevertheless, the fact that Poraduma is Nizgala to him, and not Nizgala to anyone else in the whole world, shows Moshe Rabbeinu that he's Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, he should be Makir Toiva, he should recognize that goodness, he should appreciate the greatness that he's aspired to, that he's reached, that he's incredibly great and so much closer to Bayer Olam than anyone else, that even Paraduma he's able to understand. He's able to understand the side of Miyitin Toi Mitome. Miyitin Toi Mitome. How is it possible for Toi to come out from Tome? The Paraduma is Tome. Miyitin Toi Mitome. And the Teretz is, that's really the greatest challenge of all of Hakaras HaTov. When something is basically black, where everything is bad, and you find that tiny little good thing within the bad, that's the Miyitin Toi Mitome. That's also the Miyitin, the Olam Hazeh, the Olam Haboh from Olam Hazeh. So many things in Olam Hazeh seem to be just completely connected, completely contrary to the Tachlis. If the Tachlis is our elevation, if the Tachlis is our Dveikus Bashem, if the Tachlis is our becoming Ruchniyim instead of Gashmiyim, so why are we put in this place? Why do we go through a world where everything is physical, everything's the body? The Teretz says, no, Mishtorach V'Erev Shabbos Yechav Shabbos. That you can get to Shabbos. You just have to spend the week the right way. If you spend the week the right way without being Mu'urav Bo'ilam Hazeh, then you see the goodness within, like Sori Meinu V'Kulon Shavon L'Toyv. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says Shimun HaMoirim, it's the same problem. He says Shimun HaMoirim. What's Shimun HaMoirim? One of the Pshatim Chet Meirim Riva is he called the people rebels. There's always another way to see it. There's always a way to be Mlamad Schus, which Moshe Rabbeinu did the whole time. It's always Mlamad Schus. He's always saying, he says by Chet HaEgel, he says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, what do you expect? What do you expect of the Eden? They've been come from Mitzrayim, and they've been through, and they've been given so much gold, you think you shouldn't make an Egel? What do you expect of them? Like, be more realistic. What do you expect? There's always a way to Mimlam Tzchus. When you realize the nisyonis that people go through, and you say, well, that person behaved this way, but do you know what he's gone through? You hear somebody did something wrong. You say, well, how could he do it? Didn't he know it was illegal? He's not allowed to. It's against the government. You don't understand. He didn't have been through 2,000 years of Golos where their lives have been almost unbearable. They're constantly chased by the goyim. So you think that they're going to all of a sudden look at the law of the land and give it tremendous respect. It's push it from the redifus of the goyim. Because we've been near it. We've been near Dothim. When Yidden have lost these two great people, he lost Miriam, there's no bear, there's no water. They've lost the Aaron, there's no Onon. The tachlis is, realize what you've lost. Wake up to realize what you've lost. Look at it the other way round. We said, Sirif Oasis of Tammuz is Cholzin and Eshevali. Is the focus on the negative instead of on the positive. Focus on the positive. Don't look at the fact, what should we do now? Miriam's not here anymore. What should we do now? Aaron's not here anymore. Instead, look at it, the positive. We had Aaron all these years. We had Miriam all these years. We were so lucky, such great people. Did we appreciate them enough while we had them? The Avodah of HaKadosh HaTov is the tikkun to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Because after what was Chet Meraglim? Chet Meraglim was also Kofi Toivo. They saw a land, they saw a great land, a good land, they had a problem with the land. They focused on the problem. So Tisha B'Av is from that. Vayivkon B'Laylahu, so Netzach Yisrael, and Maral explains, what's the Vayivkon B'Laylahu, what's the connection between Tisha B'Av and the night when they cried? The answer is because that night, the people showed that the land wasn't Moitzachain B'Einehem. Well, land is always Moitzachain in the eyes of those who are the inhabitants of that land. So it shows you're not Yoshevei Oretz. So therefore the living in Eretz Yisrael was only a temporary living in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't there for good. Why couldn't they be there for good? Because to be there for good, you have to have the b'china of Tomid Eini Hashem Lekecha Bo Mereshiton Rach Hashonah. I think the vot of this Tomid Eini Hashem Lekecha Bo may fit in with the Netziv we said before about Sorei Meinu. Eretz Yisrael is the bechina of Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshit Hashonah V'Achrit Hashonah. What do you mean Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo? You only see easy things? Everything's smooth and easy in Eretz Yisrael? No. But Sorei Meinu was the bechina of Tomid, Kulon Shovin L'Toivo, Bas Kuf K'Bas Chov, Bas Chov K'Bas Zayin. So to have Eretz Yisrael, a person needs to be zoicha to that bechina of Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, the bechina of Kulon Shovin L'Toivo. So the tikkun of the Avera Sinas Chinom, which is seeing negative in people, is to see positive in people and positive in situations. And that's the Bechina, again, of Poraduma, to see something so positive. Mi itin toy mitome. That from the worst thing, the tome, mi itin toy mitome. Even from the tome, out can come Torah. Even from Olam Hazeh can come Olam Habo. Even from the Yimei HaMaisa, because the person works during the 6 days, to be Torah Erev Shabbos, to not let himself get bogged down with the world, because of that, Yochel B'Shabbos. So I want to suggest 5 things, the Maisa, to finish with. Practical things in which we can take this tikkun of Chodesh Tammuz, Pashas Chukas, Paraduma, Chet Mei Meriva, Chet Meraglim, it's really Pashas Koyach as well. All these in Yonim are one inyan HaKadosh HaTov. The first thing is that if we're honest, when we daven very well, the times we daven really, really well, what do we mean by I davened really well? It means I poured my heart out to the Rebbeinu Shem with my shopping list. When it came to Shemoneh Esra, and I asked Hashem for this, and I asked Hashem for that, and I really concentrated and focused. I think And I'm talking to myself and just speaking a bit more loudly, like Shlomo Shvaron used to say, Ched noch zu sich, aber ein bisschen hechig, die andere sind, oh, keine Ahnung. But so you're really speaking to yourself. If we talk what's called good davening, maybe good davening means not only a good Shmir Esra, but a little bit of Pesukat Zimra too. We all say Pesukat Zimra or run through it or gallop, however speed you do it. But Pesukat Zimra Kavona, that Pesukat Zimra can elevate a person to be more of a Makir Tova. Because we start off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another thing which may be easier than Pesukat Zimra, because it's shorter. I think with today's technology, our concentration span is minimum. Having 40 minutes in the morning, start your day, is like really 40 separate shiurim, because each one is a minute long, because you can't have more than a minute focus. I would say for a focus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just try for 3 days to be mechavan in Moida Ani. Just Moida Ani. 3 days, to try it for 3 days, 3 days is Shein HaChazokah. 3 days from Mechavan and Moedani. When I say Moedani, I say, you know, Baruch Hashem, thank you. Thank you for what? That I'm still here. Went to sleep last night, woke up in the morning. Whether you slept, you didn't sleep, it's another one, Shaila, but just Moedani. Another suggestion, again with perhaps the Kavon of when somebody makes a mistake, somebody gets it wrong, just when that person really messes up, stop yourself screaming at them, being furious with them, and say, what about all the times they got it right? Where do we learn this from? Das Kenny Balei Tosfos. It says in the Pasuk, if you have a piece of meat which you can't eat, it's in Vela, what do you do with it? You give it to the dog. Why do you give it to the dog? Should have a look at this. It's an incredible chiddush. You know why you give it to the dog? Because the dog is your sheepdog. He's been looking after your sheep all the time. And on this one occasion, the wolf or the fox came along and grabbed the sheep. And so your sheep is now a trefa, you can't eat it. Just then go and give it to the dog to say, now I'm grateful to you for all those times when you were successful, when you managed to look after my sheep and stop them being attacked by predators. That's Daskein Balatosis. This is what a person would say all the time. He messed up. He infuriated me. He drives me crazy. No, but what about the times when he did okay? Okay, you never get anything. I mean, if you go past the camera on Berry New Road and you get caught for speeding, can you say to the judge, do you know how many times I went down Berry New Road at 30 miles an hour? You should be moichel me. You're going once too fast. He's going to say, what are you talking about? The whole focus is only when you do it wrong. Not when you do it right. When you do it right, it's nothing. The Torah tells us HaKadosh HaToiv means dafka when the person messes up, when they do it wrong, when they upset you, remind yourself all the times they did it right. And probably the person you need to remember this most with is your wife. You know, because she forgot this and it's very important. You told her 5 times. You say, well, there were many times when she actually got it right. Just punk this time she didn't. You know, a person has to be focused on the positive, not on the negative. This is the Chodesh Tammuz, this is Parshas Por Aduma, this is Chet Mei Meriva, this is Mises Aaron, Mises Moshe. And of course, we shouldn't forget the Chul and Shov and the Tova, the Netziv, about Sori Meim. Thank you.